Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Welcome to the Monday show. Today's show and going forward is the new Monday, and it's all about hometown heroes. With special guests that represent different organizations that go above and beyond the call. Of normal things that they do. We are part and sponsored by the Hope Collection, a non-for-profit organization that was started by Joel Griffin. It has programs that support 8 areas: family, faith, food, housing, wellness, energy, arts, and education. Its slogan is to help others by helping others to help themselves. And if you look at the situation and you said there's 8 things and that there's 8 and there's a broad base of things, and at that situation, you said, hang on, I just left. There we go. My computer froze up. And you have the slogan to help others help others. It sounds pretty synergetic. And you're right. Our goal is to optimize your life, to optimize everybody's life, to help take them forward, to improve the quality of life across the board. For you, your families, your extended families, in their communities, in your regions, across the country, and across the globe. The beauty is that it is not overly complicated. There we go. The founder, Joel Griffin, has the approach and the viewpoint that giving is the best gift of life. And the cycle appreciation is approaching the life in the viewpoint of not catching up. But when you give, what you do is that you take the hook away. The objective is to help other people. And the beauty is to help them help others. And that is a pay it forward kind of approach. And you are building people to build people's lives and to help them, their neighborhoods, their families. And it all begins with appreciation. And this is what this whole show is about. Then everything begins to appreciate, and this whole show, hang on a minute, I gotta do something. All right, is that better?
Yes.
Yeah.
I kept hearing an echo. So that everything begins to appreciate what is the whole show is about. And we're engaging and excited about being able to offer you the opportunity to come, to listen, to engage, and be part of the family. And today we're going to talk about kindness. And this whole show now is about the Kindness Club, the Kindness Campaign, and acts of kindness. And each month, we're going to focus on one particular topic of kindness. And this month, following into January, is going to be all about generosity and what generosity is. And this week, we're going to focus on time. Because in this day and age, we don't have a lot of that. And being able to make time is a gift. And I'd like to present Ron Clayton.
Hi, Mary. How are you today?
better now that I got my computer fixed and I'm not hearing an echo.
Oh, that's good. Well, first of all, a lot of people don't know who Ron Clayton is if you're calling into the show or listening in from the various media sources that we broadcast through. My name is Ron Clayton. I'm the president of the Hope Collection. It is a 501c3 nonprofit founded by Dr. Joel Griffin, the originator of a gentleman who ran an organization around the world, which was all about lifting people up. He was a successful businessman. We lost him to cancer last year. For 40 years, he was my business partner, my best friend, and my spiritual advisor. He and his wife, we traveled the world together. And what he taught me and allowed me to learn how to do is how to do this thing of just helping others. And so he founded this organization to maximize, find ways of connecting people, organization, and services to fulfill the goals. As Mary said, we have 8 pillars that we operate under: the family, faith, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water and energy. And we have under each one of those pillars specific people, specific organizations, specific services that a person can take advantage of. Most of them are services that someone's saying, you know, usually you want to have help to get continue education. It costs thousands of dollars. Sometimes it puts out of reach of people. We've got one program alone that has 13,000 certifications. The most it would cost maybe for one of those courses is $165. So we're not in this program. We don't offer these services as a money-making tool. What we're doing is we are helping others by helping them help others. The whole key to this is not just you and me. We're helping people. I would best suggest that most people that are listening to this call help people in some way, try to go out of their way to do something for somebody else. Obviously, it could be a relative, it could be a friend, or you learn about somebody that you want to help, and you provide them. Maybe it's a trip. They don't have transportation, but you can take them to the store. Or maybe they don't have a way to get to church on Sunday, and you make yourself available. It's inconvenient. It's time out of your life. It's your cost of gas and money today. But you go and pick them up and take them and bring them to church. So you don't realize how much you're impacting the lives of other people. And that's what we do. That's really what Hope is all about. We have a specialty with service of veterans and extended families and first responders. The federal government has recognized on an equal basis veterans and first responders. Like, that's like an ambulance driver, a policeman, a teacher, a pastor. Those people are dealing with circumstances that are emergencies in many people's lives. And so we extend those, all our services to those people in the same manner. And Mary, when you run the show and you introduce yourself as being a leader and being on the board of the Hope Collection, which we're so proud, because you have some talent in working and helping. You're a certified life coach. You have abilities to actually do things that we talk about doing, but you actually do it. And, you know, well, in fact, our theme soloist is Ariana, her daughter. She's an 8-year-old brilliant child, and just as beautiful, a princess. And she's got her own palace that she has set up in her bedroom, and she's got all kinds of organization there. But she also loves to sing, and she loves to give. On the surface, and we're talking, I could talk about her. I happen to know that she's a special needs child. And yet you'd never know it on a moment-to-moment as we're talking here, and how Mary Liv and her husband, Alex, they are running their lives as parents, not of victims, but teaching their children to be heroes, teaching them to give, be givers, do more than the minimal. It's like I walked into a store the other day, and I got a submarine sandwich. And I'm ringing it up, and the girl says, pushes the jar in my face, a tip jar. I said, I want you to know something. I didn't call her name because I didn't know her name. But I did say, I said, honey. I did say that. But you could say that's sexist. It wasn't. I was respecting it. I said, if you worked in a restaurant and you went and you served and you brought my meal from the kitchen and took it and you got it right and got to my plate, you served me and you served me good, I'd be more than glad to give you a tip. But you came and got a job here to make sub sandwiches. And if you're paid to do that,
thank you.
That's what you do. I'm not giving you a tip for something you do anyways. You're being paid for it. And I don't think that's cruel. I don't think it's unfair. And I'm not being nasty. But the difference between a person who goes beyond just doing the job to get rewarded with a gratuity, a tip, or just doing something nice for somebody. I'm not looking for that. When I go to a restaurant, I am. I expect to be treated and served. When I go to a sub shop and get a sack of a sandwich, I'm not expecting for other than that sandwich, that's all the service I'm getting. I want to be good and clean and fresh, but I shouldn't have to be expected to give that person a tip for just doing their job. It's about going beyond the minimal of just doing what's work there to be done. I hope that makes some sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I'm privileged and honored to have the founder of the Kindness Club campaign and an inspiration to my daughter in the Kindness Club, Captain Len King. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Well, a pleasant Monday morning, by golly. If I speak on the East Coast, why, it's noontime. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard to the wonderful show about many things that are helping to make it a better world. And yes, I'm Len Kane, founder of the Golden Rule Society, a charity that's a little over a half of a century old. And as Ron said, we're all non-paid volunteers, helping children, churches, charities nationwide, worldwide. And the beautiful part about it, we have this kindness campaign that we put together on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month back in 2021. And it goes nationwide, worldwide, simply saying that we are working together. And here's the philosophy of the Golden Rule Society: to better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. And that's what we're simply following that. So I always ask people when I do the radio shows that to have a piece of paper and a pencil handy, because we have some wonderful opportunities available to you. The beautiful part about it, as Mary Stanley said, she has an 8-year-old daughter, beautiful young lady, that has been living the teachings of the Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign, been her mother, Mary, just carrying on with all that. So one day, her young daughter came back from school and said, "Mom, I love this kindness campaign, and why don't we have in each of the classrooms a kindness club?" And that rang a bell. And Mary, with her togetherness, talked to the teachers, talked to the principal, talked to the superintendent, and they said, "That's a wonderful idea, because the kindness club doesn't interfere with the teachings of the teachers there. They can teach English, mathematics, whatever the subject. But what it does, the kindness club brings them together. The teacher is respected, the children are respected, and they're living the acts and acting the kindness activities. And wouldn't that be in a wonderful world?" So our project is right now with the Golden Rule Society and everybody who's involved in the program is to have the kindness campaign exposed and expanded to include every school in every town, in every city, and every state in the world. There's no sense in stopping here in the U.S. of A., because the kindness goes worldwide. And we just celebrated the birth of our Lord and our Savior just yesterday, but it goes on forever. That's what we're trying to do, keep that going. And it's a wonderful opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. And As I promised, have a pencil and paper handy, and we'll get to do something that is going to knock your socks off in a very, very nice way, because the opportunities we're going to present to you, simply stated, gifts to you that you can share with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church and charity and whoever. And that's what we're here for. Hope, you know what that spells? Help one person every day. Now that's what it means. Hope for you. Okay. Ron, I'll turn it back over to you, my friend. And I'll take my sip of my morning coffee. I'm here to help you. Keep it going. Over to you, Ron.
And I'm going to turn it back over to Mary. Mary, I appreciate the opportunity. I hear Ariana. But we appreciate this opportunity that you're bringing to the world. It's going to make a difference going forward. And boy, Ariana wants to say her best, so she got to let her talk. Go ahead, Mary.
All right, now go ahead.
Hi, I'm Ariana, and I love you all. You're my best friend. So we just playing with my friend.
Okay, what does it mean to be kind?
Be kind?
What do you do every day to everybody?
What did you do to everybody?
You say hi.
Hi.
And do you open doors and pick up things?
Yes.
Can you say bye?
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Now, Mary, Ron, Lynn, here comes Country Boy. My heart went into a whole nother gear when I heard her speak. You guys know that I spent over 40 years of my life working with children in the school system, in and out of the school system. We have the second largest non-for-profit organization here in Georgia. It's called AtlantaChildren.org until COVID shut us down. But what we're doing is elementary, dear Watson. You learned it. Some of us learned it. Some of us are still utilizing it. If you don't, knowledge is power because we're in the information stage, but if you don't use what you learn, then you didn't really learn it. Let me drop this one on y'all in elementary terms. It's a blessing to be a blessing. If everybody could bless themselves, then we wouldn't need each other. We could just go ahead and wave a wand over yourself and hook yourself up, and if you're not, take your unselfish button off. You might want to sprinkle your family while you're at it. First thing that came out Mary's mouth and Ron's mouth was, we're creating. We're creating. We're creators. We're creative geniuses. But we're creating what we call what Joel Griffin calls, a cycle of appreciation. Y'all know the Mother Nature story. Whatever you put out there comes back to you. What goes around comes around. And then the Golden Rule Society took the bat long time ago and interpreted it for you. And it says, treat others the way that you would like to be treated. Wow, treat other people the way that you want to be treated. Then Ariana comes on and says, smile, it doesn't cost you anything. Wave, it doesn't cost you anything. An act of kindness. I had about three or four people that didn't even know me yesterday. When I waved at them, they threw me a thumbs up in the air. Way to go, thumbs up. It requires no extra energy. It doesn't cost you anything, but we got to re-educate America and teach people how to treat people the way you want to treat it. And here's the tricky part. It gets real complicated. Do unto others before they do unto you, because when you smile, grin, wave, show some kindness, guess what, Mary? It comes right back over to you, Mary.
And now the other tricky part is we look at giving and as a have to. And it's not something that we should have to do. It's something we want to do. And making it fun. Encourage our kids to do things above and beyond and make it fun. Because you're more apt to do things when you enjoy doing it as opposed to the mindset of, we have to do this because it's the right thing to do.
in our household, we make sure. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, we do the things that that the good Lord wants us to do, and that's to help people that need our help. And we're not doing it with an ulterior motive. We have no hidden agenda. We are the hope people that give people hope. I have a friend that I'm working with, Derek Villano, that in Tennessee, and he gives people hope cards almost every day to give them hope. And tells them to contact him, and he tells them to check out the website. And if they have questions, he will help them to understand it better. And the whole purpose of it is not to help us, but it's to help them. The focus is on all the other people that we meet, and the people that we know, and the family that we have, and to help them to help others. I have a young lady who's my wife's daughter, and she is from Colombia, South America, and she is visiting us over the holidays, and we talked a little bit yesterday, and she is very interested in getting involved in the Hope Collection and getting involved in helping other people, because that's what she does. She does that all the time anyway. She does it with her family, and she does it with other people. And so I said, look, let's meet. You're going to be here for about a month. Let's get together and talk about how we can work together on this. Here, I'll work here for you in the United States if you know people that you want me to talk to. And you can work on the other end in Colombia, South America, and help people down there. And we'll work together on this project. And she was very excited about it. And that's how it works, folks. We're not trying to press a particular agenda on them to help us. Our focus is on other people. Our focus is on helping them to help others and to help them move forward and to have a better life. And so what we're trying to do is improve the quality of life for people, for families, and for other parts of and for friends and so forth. And people that we just meet, it doesn't have to be someone that we've known for years. It could be someone we just meet. And I gave out 2 hope cards yesterday to some people. And I just met them. I met them in the grocery store, as a matter of fact. And but I told them that check out the website, and my name and number is on the card. I said, give me a call back if you have questions, or give me a call if you want to know more about it. So it's that simple. It's a very simple process, and it really feels good when we help people. And we're not trying to make any money, because we give our services for free. So. We're not making any income because of it. So I just wanted to mention some of those things that were on my mind. And I appreciate you, Mary, and I appreciate you, Ron, and I appreciate you, Country Boy, and I appreciate Lynn Kane, especially with the Golden Rule Society. Lynn has done so many things over the years. To help people. For over 50 years he's been involved in that program. So, and he's been nominated 5 times for the Nobel Peace Prize. So, and he has the same philosophy that I just said, helping people by helping them to help other people. So I'm going to turn it back to you, Mary. Thank you very much for doing this program.
Oh, I enjoy it. Bob, Mary, now you enjoy what you do, right?
Right, absolutely. I get a lot of personal satisfaction out of it. And that's my pay, is personal satisfaction.
And that's the definition of generosity, giving more than what you expect to receive. And just giving to somebody or someone or something, and it makes it so much more fun when you enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah,
we
enjoy putting a smile on people's faces, and we enjoy making helping them to accomplish something that they want to accomplish, not what we want to accomplish. We make recommendations to them, and we help them, and we encourage them. But we're not trying to push anything on them. We're trying to help them, and to help them to move forward. And it's sometimes that's hard for people to understand, because why would you want to help me? You know, well, because that's what God wants me to do. That's why. And I'm just following his lead on this, you know, and his encouragement. Go back to you, Mary.
Sorry, country boy, what were you saying? I cut you off.
No, you didn't, because every time we speak, it's kind of like feeding each other's spirit. When Oakman talks, my baby jumps. It just reminds me how one cannot do what one has not been taught. We all live
right.
Each one teach one philosophy. We come up with an acronym for HOPE. Help one person every day. And with me being a teacher, let me give you guys a little analogy real fast on treat your neighbor, who your neighbor is. I just want to let you guys know that your neighbor is not necessarily someone who lives upstairs from you and you think they're over you. Your neighbor is not necessarily someone who lives in an apartment or a place downstairs from you and you think they're beneath you. Your neighbor is not necessarily someone that you always borrow a cup of sugar from and you never return that cup of sugar. Let me tell you who your neighbor is. Your neighbor is probably someone that you've never had the privilege of meeting yet. Your neighbor is probably someone that you never had the privilege of meeting yet, and upon meeting them, you probably will not have the opportunity to meet them again. Your neighbor is probably someone, upon meeting them, if you have any kind of spiritual discernment at all, you might tell yourself that there's nothing that that person can do for me. But a big giant question mark jumps up in the mind of a humanitarian like Lynn Kane, and his love says, what can I do for you? Yeah. Now, looking, understanding that that person that you're going to bless probably can't do nothing for you, and they probably won't be able to bless you back. But the question still remains, how can I bless this person, my neighbor, who I've never seen before, who I may never meet again? Did y'all know that this man that's the president of this organization that we've been doing this HOPE call for 14 years, we serve up HOPE for lunch. It tastes great and it's spiritually fulfilling. I've only had the privilege of meeting Ron Clayton one time, and I've known him for about 20 years. Oakman and I have been on the show for 14 years together. I've never had the privilege of meeting my next-door neighbor, Bob Oakman, I call him. There's nobody in my life that ever made more jokes about than Oakman. Mary, I call her my business wife. I married another woman, but this woman is about my father's business. Yeah. But I've never had the privilege of meeting Mary. Now, how do you do business and talk to people and pray with people that you never met before? Are y'all picking up what I'm putting down? We have enough love amongst us to change the world and make it go round and around and around. Did y'all hear me say earlier, creating a cycle? Appreciation. If you appreciate somebody, if you help somebody, if you love somebody, if you encourage somebody, you give hope to somebody, what happens, Ron Clayton?
It comes back to you more than you ever could dream. Those things are always restored and paid back with interest.
Years ago, Joel Griffin, when I came on his show with Joel, Joel had the audacity to say, country boy, we're going to take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we're going to allow everybody to come in and love their very, 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 very best. Yeah.
we have, you heard old man say, we don't have no hidden agendas or hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, and your family. Ron Clayton's been teaching me about this generational wealth. This Oak Man's been talking to me about he has kids and grandkids, 10, 15, 20 grandkids that he's going to have to make sure and leave an inheritance behind for them. These are the things of the philosophies we call us OGs, us old school. We're teaching the new generation how it all began by just being kind to others. It does not cost one penny, does not cost one extra moment of your time, because we're living for today and we're not promised tomorrow. So why put off tomorrow? Y'all heard it. It's not just a cliche. Why put off tomorrow what you can do today? Guess what I did today? I just called to say I love you last night. Got a phone call. I'm thinking, who in the world is calling me this time of night? Nobody knows me like that. I looked at caller ID. It was Ron Clayton. Crunchy boy, I just called to tell you and Lady Lee I love you. Well, I love you back. Do unto others before they do unto you. Give a little love through the airwaves. Lynn Kane sitting over there in his office sending out video mail. A picture's worth a thousand words. Well, how much is a video mail worth, Lynn Kane?
Mm-hmm. Look at what? Brad Dorsey, what, may I ask you a favor first while it's on my mind? You mentioned your website that people should go to. Please say it again, because I'd like to go check your latest one. It was something about Atlanta, Georgian, and I missed it all. I think suspect other people have missed it too. What is that website, please?
Well, you know, we have more than one. We're spreading the kindness across America, not stroking my own ego, but my company just happens to be the only minority. I hate that word, but I have to say it out loud again. We're the only minority manufacturer of water in the southeast of the United States. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all, water's not biased. We don't really care who drinks it. But I'm the only company that has the authority to custom design bottled water. You can't call Coca-Cola and Pepsi and tell them to take their label off the water and put your church logo on there. We're talking about empowering the youth. We just launched a three-year-old in our business. Yeah, 3 years old. She's in the water business, the one thing that no one can live without. But she's working smarter, not harder. She don't even sell the water. She paid it forward, and she lets her grandmama sell it in her hair salon. She says they're not doing so well. They only sell about 2 cases a day, which is only 50 bottles of water at $2 a pop, which is $100 a day, 6 days a week, $600 a week, 2 weeks, $1,200. The three-year-old is only making about $2,000 to $3,000 a month, and she don't even show up for work. It's self-service. You put the money in the jar and get the water out of the cooler. Self-service. But that's not the good part. The good part is we set her up a scholarship fund. Part of the money goes to her. Part of the money goes to her scholarship fund. She'll have her college paid for before she ever makes it to elementary school. Just like Ariana, just like Mary's daughter. I read it in the book. It says we're going to use the children. Yeah, the children. The confound the wise. So that website, Lynn, thank you for asking me, www.ageagedelivers, D-E-L-I-V-E-R-S, ageagedelivers.com, and you guys will get a chance to go on there and see the water and contact me if you want to custom design your own bottle of water. And the other one, I think you was asking me about, I'm countryboyart.com. Countryboyart.com. One man's passion is another man's treasure. So we're going to be using art.
We're working on nailing.
Say it again, man.
We're working on nailing down Country Boy's schedule so we can highlight him on one of the Monday shows coming up.
Country Boy.
Yes, so we're going to be utilizing art to raise money for churches, schools, colleges, nonprofit organizations. I got two people. I don't want to put no negative energy into the airways, but unfortunately, they didn't have enough money to bear their relative that just died. So we're going to utilize my art. Y'all heard GoFundMe. But we're going to be selling art online to raise money to bury their relatives. So we're going to be utilizing what God has given us. He says, use what you got to get what you want. Y'all heard me say earlier that we have enough love, enough gift, enough kindness, enough hope amongst us to bless the world. God told me to tell y'all he's got enough love right in the palm of his hand. So if we're personal representatives of him, we have more power than we realize. And the power that he has given us is not for us. It's to pay it forward so we can help people so that they can help other people. Back to you, Mary.
Amen.
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 We lost Ron. I'm sorry. Yeah, we lost Ron. But
Mary,
so
how you doing?
One of these. Yes. How are you?
This is Mr. Buchanan.
I haven't heard from you in a while. How are you doing?
My surgery is Wednesday. When we talk about the word kindness, I went through a lot for 2 months where somebody tapped into my website and my Facebook. I had to shut it down. It was overwhelming because the person that I trusted for a moose of time, and this person had animosity. And my work that I do it for love. I don't do it to get paid. It's a gift that I have. And I had to really, really go deep in my soul to really not get so angry of what somebody deliberately did to me. They used my last name to capitalize money. And I had to go on my Instagram to apologize to people because that is a gift that God gives me. And I do not use that gift to make money off people. I give them hope and love for my experience and my story. And it took me a lot that the old me would have. Everybody said, you need to go get your attorney. You need. When I did get my stuff copyrighted, they said, you need to do this, you need to do that. It was just a portrayal of someone. And kindness had to come in. I had to put myself in that person's space for that moment to deal with that because I was angry. I mean, for somebody to do that damage, knowing, and they were not only doing that, they were stealing my material, they were doing everything. And they tapped into trying to steal money out of my bank account. It was a headache to go and rearrange stuff, going into a bank where I have to show who I am and bills that I had to pay, that I had to wait to change codes because this person had access to all of my stuff. And one thing that it taught me, it took so much. And I'm not going to sit up and say that, you know, kindness was not the word at that particular time. It was more like anger and fear and anxiety that someone could do that. But that, remember how it is to love somebody even when they backstab you, even when they hurt you, and still continue doing it. It allowed me to have discipline. Discipline that I never thought I had. And on top of that, dealing with my health issues, getting ready to have surgery, I looked in the mirror and thought about all the time that I didn't love myself and I neglected myself, my health, and started seeing my teeth decay. And I didn't look in the mirror and I said, I don't love myself. I don't love what I look like right now. And I had to deal with the immodesty of dealing with my own insecure, my own wealth, who I am as a person. When I grew up, I couldn't fit in a category with people. I looked a certain way. My father was Cuban. My mom was Indian. And so my brothers, they were by other fathers, and I could never fit in. And by looking at that made me make peace with myself that I didn't take care of my health right. I didn't do what people told me to do. I didn't drink enough water. I didn't take care of myself probably because I took care of everybody else.
And then for this moment, I'm learning how to love myself. And when you have gave so much, and it's a beautiful thing given, but if you haven't gave yourself the proper respect and the proper love, giving is beautiful, but you lose yourself in that process. Because everybody gains the gift and the generosity, but you're not gaining it at that moment. You're hurt. You're hurt because when you're giving and no one takes the time, because you really don't let them in because you're so guarded, and that's the word I want to use. When you guard it, when you need the help, you guard it because you can't let nobody in to help you, even a therapist, even a friend, because you're so been used to being strong. You've been so used to giving so much of your time, your business. And the hardest thing when I had to learn how to love myself, and that was something. I'm 54 years old. That was something hard to do. I love the way I look, the way clothes I wear. I love how I make money, but I never had that self-love, the love that's saying, time out. Don't be aggressive in those areas. Just say no and mean no. It doesn't make a difference how strong you are and how much economic money you got. By saying sometimes, I can't help you. But it allowed me to still help people when I couldn't help myself. And that taught me how to love me and how to be generous to myself. And it's a beautiful thing to give to people who don't receive that gift. And this is what this deeper than is. To teach kids when you bully, how to give love to someone that don't even know you, wish you death, wish you harm by bullying you. These grown folks do the same thing that children go, my kids go through. So now I experience what it feels like when somebody can go into your Facebook and your Instagram and say some of the craziest things just to get you to lose you. And so I'm learning to give kids help to let them know how to deal with it. Take a break back. I had to take a break. I had to take a moment to look at, okay, man, this person is really doing numbers on me. And, you know, I don't know how to handle it. I will handle it with anger. I will handle it with depression. I will handle it with losing it. And I couldn't give that force, that power. So by me not giving it that power, by me saying, okay, they got me, but I'm not going to give up. Okay, I'm angry. Okay, if I'm angry toward them, or angry that I didn't protect myself, or angry at myself that I didn't know a little bit more education about business, it don't be about them no more. It be about you checking yourself. Because I'm dealing in a world that is cruel. People will do delicious things. And like Cabo said, everybody have the capability to love, every human being. But we choose not to deal with our past. And I tell people, you have to deal with your past in order for you to deal with your future. You cannot go around it. It's the thing they call in spirituality, the dark of the soul. What your mom did to you, your father did to you, your brother did to you, your sister. I had to release all that anger that I had that people didn't support me. I wanted to be a baseball player. I could have been a baseball player, but I didn't have a father to support me. So I had that anger toward him. I had a mother that didn't protect us while my stepfather beat the heck out of us. I was angry toward her. I was angry at my brother because he had materialistic things. I didn't have them, but I was happy. And he was angry at me because what I accomplished was not about trying to let money and power overrule my love. So I went through all of that and being molested, taking advantage. So I had to learn that I didn't let go of all that pain. I still had animosity. I still had hurt. But here comes the key. I learned how to love. I didn't let that continue to destroy me. But at this moment, for those 2 months, 4 months, it really nearly destroyed me because I kept asking myself, why is somebody do this to me? Why is somebody, I give a lot of love. Why is somebody, I will give people the shirt off my back. Why would somebody want to destroy me and my craft? And I had to forgive that person. I didn't condone the behavior, but I had to forgive that person. These are the tools that young folks have to understand. They're going to be let down in the world. They're going to be hurt. They're going to be people that's going to portray you. It's how you manifest that love that stands the test of time that you give back, even when people will see you as a victim or an enemy. That is when love becomes powerful. It's good to give cards. It's good to give candy. It's good. When the test of time comes in, when somebody bully your child, bully you, who assassinates your character, how do you handle that? You handle it by forgiving.
Hey, Joseph.
And,
what are you doing tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern time?
I'm going to be free. My surgery is the Wednesday.
All right.
I will be free.
I'd love for you to come on the night show, because the night show, Mondays in general are all about kindness. And particularly Monday night is all about self-awareness, the ultimate act of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love for you to come and talk about your story and what you went through to show teens and kids that they're not the only ones that go through this.
Yes, ma'am.
It's the same call-in number. Mondays with Optimize My Life is all about kindness.
Yes, ma'am.
And
what time? 8
during
o'clock?
The day, it's all about, it is 7 Eastern, 6 Central. We went back to our old time due to overwhelming requests. And
yes,
the night show is all about self-awareness, the ultimate act of kindness, taking care of yourself. Because you can't take care of others until you take care of yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, here comes country again. I hear my granddaddy talking. An old wise man that had a sixth grade education. Country boy, come here, son. Sit down. Let me tell you something. Life is a never-ending battle of good versus evil. That's why right now we know that bullies always show up. They end up in the, on the headlines and the story, on the front cover of the news. Bullying is always going to be around. When is kindness going to show up and let the battle begin? Grandfather's wisdom said, country boy, you cannot control what no one else thinks. Number two, you cannot control what no one else says about you, whether it be social media or behind your back. You cannot control what no one else does. Can't control what nobody else thinks. Can't control what nobody else says. Can't control what no one else does. You can only control what you do. Why do you think they say do unto others before they do unto you? That's what Country Boy says. Because what happens in the process is there's a lesson in every blessing. Oh, I remember a cliche. Not all of them are true, but they say what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. Forgive them, Father, because they know not what they do. Watch this now. Here's my last lesson, and I'm going to land this thing. You cannot control what no one else does. I hate to drop this on y'all really soft and easy, but you're not born learning how to love. You was taken out of eternity and placed in time. My grandmama says, baby, there are people that come into your life, come for one or two reasons. They either come to help you or they come to hurt you. They either come to give you or they come to take away. There's two sides to everything, up, down, front,
bad, good, bad. And what happens in the process is when you get treated badly, where you are weak, God says, I'll make you strong. The things that didn't kill you is the thing that helped sculpt and make you. If you're not dead yet, then he says, I'm not done with you yet. I'm going to use all those things about you getting bullied, about you getting pushed down, about you being talked about. I'm going to use those things to your favor. God has a way of taking the bad things and making them good. Last little one. So what we have to understand here is we're in a battle of good versus evil. Dr. King says, and I quote, I've been around the world more than once, and said I'll probably go again. I've seen all different types of evil, and they don't run singly. They come in packs and cults. But he says, the only thing that I've ever seen in my lifetime that's worse than the evil in the world is those so-called, excuse my French for lack of better words, I'm not stepping on nobody's religion or their doctrine. He says, the only thing that I've ever seen worse in my life is so-called Christian people that see this evil, that see things that's not right, that see things that's not just. It says in the Word, if you see something that's not right or not just, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So kindness is getting ready to put on a Superman shield. We're getting ready to go out and combat evil. They show up, we're going to show up. The battle has already been won, but when are a few of us going to show up and do what we need to do? We're going to show kindness. We're going to show gratitude. We're going to act like we're super friends. We're super friends. We're super kind. We're working together to help bless humankind. We care. No, yeah, we care. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. Ron talked about, when he first came on, talked about all these certifications. I have a friend of mine now. I met her in a grocery store. Lives way north of Atlanta up in a little place called Canton, Georgia. Oh, she's confined to a wheelchair. She's only 15 years of age, but she went online to where we have over 12,000 different certifications and learn how to become a Disney cruise specialist. But they said, you ever been on a cruise? They said, no. They said, we can't let you be a specialist in the cruise industry. And you know, well, why don't we send for you and four of your friends? Last example. One more friend of mine, her mom couldn't afford to send her to college. She wanted to go to Morehouse School of Medicine, one of the top universities in the world when it comes to studying medicine. She wants to be a nurse like her mother. But guess what? She was able, if you wanted to be a local yokel and go to Morehouse College, it only cost you $108,000 a year in 2 years of your time. Or you could do like this little 14-year-old did, and went online to our website and took the courses that she would be taking at Morehouse College, except she's taking them at home online instead of taking 2 years of her time. We're going to allow you to redeem the time. It only took her 20 hours. 20 hours to get a medical degree. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. She got recruited by a little company called the CDC, located here in Atlanta. They only started her out at $82,000 a year. Do you know a 14-year-old that makes $82,000 a year from home? We're going to use the children, Mary. We're going to use the children, Mary. To confound the wise, you and your daughter are getting ready to start a revolution across America, and we're going to not have it a hidden agenda, Oakman. We're going to make it known that we're going to bless people. We're going to love on people. We're going to give people hope. Last one, hope is the mother nature. Hope is the grandfather for faith. Oh. Faith is the substance of things. Hope for. So if you have no hope, you have nothing to even activate that little mustard seed of faith that you have. We're getting ready to bring out the faith. We're getting ready to pull on the full armors of God. We're getting ready to stop our kids from being bullied. We're getting ready to show them how to love, because you're not born into this world learning
how to love. I hate to break it for you. It's not in your DNA on how to love. You cannot do what you have not been taught. Each one teach one. We're getting ready to revolutionize the world one person at a time. Home. Help one person every day. Back to you, Mary.
You know, country.
Thanks, country boy. Go ahead, Bob.
Love is the answer. To show love to our fellow man and fellow woman and fellow children. It's so important that we all realize that. And we can fight whatever enemies out there giving out negativity and doing things that are not good for human beings. But we can fight it because we have the force. We have the force with us. With God, all things are possible. And with him on our side, we can't lose. We can only win. And we just have to ask, give me your help. I need your help. He'll give it to us without asking, but if we really want to speed up the process, ask him for help, because he says, ask and you shall receive. Well, I ask him every day, and he gives. And I am just so happy. I know I can't do it by myself, but with the love of God and with the help of God, and with all of the people we have in the Hope Collection that are working tremendously as a team, we get all the help we need. And it's not difficult. It's very easy. Giving to people and helping people and serving people is easy. It's not hard work. So give and give and give and give, and it'll come back to you in the cycle of appreciation. Thank you, Mary, and thank all of you for participating in this wonderful program. So, Mary, back to you.
So we're almost out of time today. And part of the format for today is we're going to offer a challenge. And the challenge for you, everybody, today and for the week is all about generosity and giving your time to something.
Wait, let me talk.
Okay, yeah.
Hi, Randy. I'm okay. I'm on the radio show right now. Are you home?
Mary,
huh?
This is Len Kane.
Yep.
May I just
hit? I'll call you right back.
Mary,
go ahead.
Yes, somebody's talking.
Yeah,
but anyway,
right,
I promised at the beginning of the show, ladies and gentlemen, charity. So why don't you do this? Take the down, www.goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. No spaces between Golden Rule Society. It's all one word. Now, when you get there, there are going to be a number of gifts for you that you can share with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your churches, and your charities. Many of them are money-saving, and a few of them are money-making, but it's all there to help make you more successful in life. Here's just one sample. A friend of mine here in the San Diego area had to make a round trip to New York City with his wife. And they were going to go do that. And they said, well, it's going to be $1,000. And he says, well, I'm a member of the Golden Rule Society. Their travel, $500. He saved $500 on one trip. And you get discounts 85% of the time. So why not give it a go? Because I suggest that you don't try to travel on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, busy times, because the seats are all filled up anyway. But anyway, travel and be safe. Always, always be safe. Take good care. God bless you all. And visit the website. And we'll see you next time. Back over to you, Mary. God bless. Bye-bye for now.
Bye. So the challenge for the week is doing an act of kindness, giving some generosity and time. And you can post what you're doing on our Facebook page, which is Optimize My Life, or join the Facebook group at Optimize My Life through Facebook, and come back on the show on Friday and talk about what happened.
Sounds good, Mary. Thank you very much. God bless you, and God bless all of you.
God bless you all. And don't forget to listen to our show tonight at 7 Eastern with a special guest, Joseph Buchanan, who will talk about self-awareness and what trials he went through and how it helped him go through things in life. Have a good day.
Great.
And talk to you guys all tonight.
Awesome, Mary. Have a good day.
Yep.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good to hear you, man. Voice, old man.